Hey, good morning. It is 5:58 a.m. Ooh, but you didn't think I'd do it. Hey, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can produce more value for your customer, get home at a decent time, and have a little fun, right? I think if you do that, to be a happy employee. Anyway, those are my thoughts. That's how we're doing it. So last night I was up late because I had a long day. We did our show at 10 o'clock last night. Now we're back at 5:30. And I'm doing the break the Vegas odds whether or not Greg Messer was going to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning after he just did a show at 10. So I figured, I got a pee odd and out of the place. Don't want to be normal, right? So what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're definitely doing Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! It's like a fortune cookie. Put that off on the side. And everybody talks about the Agile mindset. And I want to talk a little bit about the Scrum mindset, my interpretation of the Scrum mindset, and how it goes, because I get people, I'm coaching some people that are new to Scrum. How do you think about Scrum? And it depends where they are and where they are. Just talking to them, listening to them, mentor, you know, trying to be a part mentor, part coach, part trainer, and stuff like that. And what I, a lot of times when people get into the Scrum world, it's not only the Agile mindset, not only about collaboration and people and interactions. It comes to a Scrum mindset. And I saw a little post, Elon Musk, and talked about you want to get to 0 to 100. No, just go 0 to 10 and 11 to 20 and 21 to 30 and so on and so forth and build your way up. And that's kind of like the Scrum mindset. Whenever I work with people, I get them to think in a Scrum way where you have a goal and you have a time frame, right? It's two of the constraints on the project management wheel, your scope and your time. And then I would ask people, I'd say, okay, you got that much time. Now, both those things can be broken up into smaller pieces, right? So what I like to coach people in is how to think how everything would be in Scrum. How can I apply anything I do to Scrum? And for those that don't have a Scrum Master job, I always talk about in the house, at home, volunteer activities, anything. Current job you have, how can you apply Scrum to the current job you have, even though you're not running a Scrum in that organization? So I try to lay that out. So it's like, well, how long when you think you want to do such and such? About 6 months. Okay. So you got 6 months. Gives you an idea. What do you want to achieve? Oh, I want to get this. Okay. Let's start breaking down the ideas of how you're going to get there. Step by step. What are your thoughts? What do you think you need to do to be in that position to achieve that goal? And then we start laying it out. Okay. Let's pick one. Pick one of those things. And that you think you can give value, maybe return some investment on it right away. Like prioritizing your workload. So many people, I go, okay. So you got all these things you got to do this week. Okay. Which one, what do you want to do first? We'll do that one. Okay. Then work on that one first. How much time you want to give me? When I coach people, I go, usually I do a weekly thing, especially for new people and up, and it depends. I'm like, okay. So we're going to meet next week, right? So what are you going to get done for next week? And tell me about it, like from a coaching perspective, what's your goal? So we automatically start creating this time box, sprint review at the end, a little retrospective, how it went. We do all this stuff when I coach people for 30 minutes. So we do this once a week for 30 minutes. But the idea is that I want them to start thinking, so that when you go for jobs or interviews or building in a business and you're talking to people, You're just talking Scrum. You're like, it comes naturally to you because you break everything down in that way. I've always done it this way. I've always taken big jobs and broke them down into smaller pieces. And it's just the way I do it. I said, we're fine. We're going to hit this goal, and then we're going to hit that goal, and we're going to hit that goal, right? So I don't know what that is. Hi. Got a comment on the thing. So anyway, so when you're starting Scrum and coaching Scrum and learning Scrum, it's about taking it easy and learning one step at a time. One of the books, and I think we shared this before, this book. It's a great starter book. And if everybody takes those tests, the PSMs, haven't read this book yet, this is a great book to start with. Scrum, The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time. I definitely recommend just reading it, just to read it, just to think, because it's all about the Scrum mindset. You don't get this, right? It's not necessarily about how to do Scrum, but the Scrum mindset, how do you get there? And that's what we need to talk more about. So I'm going to keep this short because it is Friday, and I just want to talk about the mindset. So when you're starting to learn Scrum, get the Scrum mindset, not just the Agile mindset, Scrum mindset. And one more little clarification. The Agile mindset doesn't say anything about iterations. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Doesn't say anything about sprint reviews. So Scrum is Scrum, but there's a Scrum mindset to it. Okay. I got a bunch of people up this morning. Hi. Ravindra, guess. And then what else we got here? You got a Mihai, maybe? I don't know. Sorry if I broke your, but it's Veronica is the middle name. I can do that one, right? Maybe you should text me, sound it out. But anyway, but that's the idea behind the Scrum mindset. So when you start out, get into the Scrum mindset. Apply Scrum to everything. Give yourself a week. Give yourself a time box. Maybe it's 2 weeks, depending on what you're doing. Volunteer activities. If they're only spending, we got a lot of people getting in there. Okay. Lay it out. What are you going to do? When we get the answer the questions. So, all right. We're halfway through the show. And I just want to say, it's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! So if you don't know about Fortune Cookie Friday, we have fortune cookies that have been sealed by agile accountants out there that monitor all our metrics, and we need to perform and get our velocities. Those agile accountants, why aren't your velocities higher? And what we do is we open the sealed bag, and then it's double sealed. It's got a bag on the outside and a plat and a cookie covering the agile words of the day. So here we go, breaking a cookie, pulling out. I don't want to break it. Ugh. Oh, that's cookie. All right. So what does the fortune cookie say today? So what we do is we open up a fortune cookie, read what it says, and apply this to Agile, Scrum, maybe the show, maybe life, who knows? It's a game. Okay. And I kind of do like these cookies better than the other ones. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Fortune cookie. Sitting towards the east may bring you good fortune. And I got a cat. Okay. Sitting towards the east may bring you good fortune. Sitting towards the east. I mean, facing the east. Maybe that's 5 a.m. Eastern Scrum. Getting up early and thinking about Agile Scrum early, so the rest of the day I'm all pumped. Could be. I go with that because I have no idea what to say. Sitting towards the east may bring you good fortune. I'm gonna say this: the sun on a lot, huh? Maybe looking at the sun in the morning, getting up early, talking a little bit Agile Scrum, and getting all motivated for the day to see how it works in the office and with our coworkers and our friends. Okay. I don't know. You guys, you have a great Friday. Enjoy it. We're going to be here Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a little tough. I have to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm kind of iffy this weekend. But we'll see. And you know what? Have a great day. Ring the little bell. You want to hear more about Agile and Scrum over time. And have some fun. It's Friday. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya. See ya.